fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 9th day of August. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have with us Jeff Nyquist. He began a quest more than 36 years ago to become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Commerce Conspiracy. He's the author of 6 books, available at Amazon.com. And, of course, his website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Leon's held over from the first hour, and good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Well, sir, we have plenty to talk about. We already have a caller on hold. We have Maureen in Maryland. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, John, Leon, and Jeff. This is mostly for Leon. Everybody. It's a book, of course, called Complete Aromatherapy Handbook. It's written by Suzanne Fisher Reese. That's Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R. And it's about essential oils, and it's not a new book. It's a real good reference book, and I've opened it up to the page on myrtle just to tell you real quick. It takes different ones and tells you about them. It tells you a history of it, what it's been used for, the botanical name, the family, the place of origin, the description, and then essential oil, how it's extracted. This one is by steam distillation, the myrtle, and the contents, and what it mixes well with, what other essential oils, and then the benefits, the beneficial effects, ailments or conditions, and then some more on the beneficial effects. And anyway, it's real good. Have you heard of it, Leon?
Yes, ma'am. I have heard of it, and I saw it at the previous convention, and I was quite impressed. I did not buy it at the time. But, yes, thank you very much for bringing that to my attention again. Thank you.
It was real expensive. Actually, when I got it, it wasn't that expensive. It was, it was $17 back in the 90s, I think it was, when I got it. And then... I told my mother about it, and she looked on the internet to get it, and she said, "No, I can't get it. It's too expensive." But I think the price has gone down just because it's been around for a while now, so it's a lot more reasonably priced. Do you have a favorite essential oils book that you like?
Yes, Modern Essentials. That one covers, you know, everything that we carry and some other ones. And the other one, the one that has a lot of, is by Dr. Zelensky, Eric Zelensky. And he also does a very good job as well. So those are probably the two favorite ones I prefer. But I will look at the
other
ones.
Okay. Thank you. Now have a good day.
Okay, Maureen. Thank you for the call. Well, Jeff, we had something happen yesterday at President Trump's home in Florida. In the 200-plus years we've been a country, there's never been a law enforcement raid on the home of a former sitting president. We're into uncharted territory in that regard, aren't we, sir?
Well, yeah. I guess it's a new development. What was the raid about, did the government say?
Initiated by the National Archives, who claimed that President Trump had in his care and custody classified documents from his being the president that needed to be returned to the National Archives for proper care. Best I can tell, there had been discussions between the National Archives and President Trump's administrative people concerning these documents. I don't know at what point the discussions were, but for whatever reason, the National Archives approached the Department of Justice to have the Department of Justice seize these documents. It's described as being 15 boxes of documents. President Trump said publicly that they also forcibly opened his safe, which usually destroys a safe, to gain access to the contents there. President Trump was in New York at the time at Trump Tower, his other home. And the FBI coordinated with the Secret Service to have unhindered access to the property in Florida. 30 agents, is what I've read, did come into the property and went through President Trump's personal papers to seize documents. It's been described as an indiscriminate gathering of documents. President Trump's public statement says that this is the kind of thing that we would expect in a third world country such as Venezuela or Zimbabwe or someplace like that, not in the United States. I believe it's politically motivated myself. I don't know why this matter of these documents in the National Archives could not have been resolved in a peaceful, nonviolent manner. Armed FBI agents coming uninvited on your property is obviously a violent matter. And it's a work in progress, Jeff. There's a lot of details we don't know yet, but it's very disturbing that this took place. I believe it was politically motivated. The Attorney General of the United States and the Director of the FBI both had to sign off for this to take place, or it wouldn't have happened. And it's a work in progress. There's a lot more we need to learn. Did you get to see any reports yourself on this matter, Jeff?
No, I didn't. I don't understand why the National Archive would be holding classified documents. If they were of immediate interest, you would think they would be returned to whatever agency they supposedly belong to.
Well, there's a nuance there that I don't understand either. The National Archives holds hundreds of thousands of documents from all administrations, going back to George Washington and even before. Obviously, they have the care and custody of the Declaration of Independence, which I had the opportunity to see personally, one of the copies. I think there were 17 original copies made back in 1776. But they hold, many documents they hold were classified at the time they were brought into their custody, and maybe some remain a classified document. That's almost a side issue. But the initiating authority was the initial archives, and the need for these documents to be turned back over to the National Archives. This should not have involved the Department of Justice or the FBI, either one. They should have involved the National Archives and President Trump's administrative people only. And if there was a dispute, it should have been gone through the courts, not through the Department of Justice, in my opinion. So, Jeff, you have limited knowledge of this. And Leon, you were probably watching some of the reports as they were happening yesterday, weren't you, sir?
That's correct, and I was astounded. You know, the first thing I thought about when I first got the text was that it was a, what happened to the Secret Service? What did they do to protect him? And now you're saying that, you know, they were in cahoots. And so it's almost as if he's like, you know, well, obviously I'm going to have to screen. And it's almost going to get to the point that he's going to have his own private security because of, you know, they can't have him run. And so this is like just what happened, you know, when JFK was assassinated. You know, he was going to get rid of the Fed. And so, you know, that's my thought last night was his protection detail is lacking. And obviously they waited till he was in New York to do the raid in Mar-a-Lago. So with all these things that are going down the pike, there's so many layers to this that we still don't know yet.
Well, I'll paint a picture here for everybody, and we do have a caller on hold. The Secret Service runs three shifts, three 8-hour shifts a day. There'll be a watch commander for each shift, and then a commander for the overall detail for the Secret Service at Mar-a-Lago. If I was a watch commander, it would have been the day watch when the FBI wanted to gain entrance. First thing I would do would be to call President Trump and advise President Trump that the FBI wanted to gain entrance to the premises. You know, President Trump, at that point, I don't know if this conversation took place, but President Trump would either give an immediate response or talk to his legal counsel about what to do next. Regardless, President Trump or President Trump's legal counsel could have and should have advised the watch commander of the Secret Service to call the sheriff of that county and have the sheriff respond to the front gate and not allow the FBI onto the premises. That's what could have and should have happened, but obviously it did not. Gentlemen, we got our second caller on hold here. We got Jeff in Massachusetts. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff, and good morning, Leon. Very important. I watched Dan Bongino talk about this incident that happened. Dan Bongino blew his top. He even used profanity on Fox News. That's how angry he was. And I can't blame him because here's the thing. I believe there's 1 or 2 degrees of separation between what happened to Trump or making one of your opponents disappear. When do you guys see the event to where the FBI is just going to make opponents disappear like in Cuba? Because we're seeing the events happen right now. In other words, you call into a talk show, you get raided, you get disappeared. Say something on the street, anger the wrong people, you get disappeared. When do you see that coming? Because that's the final shoe to drop before we become a communist country.
Well, I'm not going to prognosticate on when that may take place. And Jeff, are you going to make that kind of prognostication yourself?
No, I mean, look, we don't know what the documents were. If there's 15 cases of classified documents that are not supposed to leave government office, and Trump had them at his house, they would come and get them. I mean, I don't know about the procedures. The only thing I do know is that things that are at a certain level of classification, you can't take home. You know, if you're a government worker, that's against the rules if you work for the government. So,
Unless you're Hillary Clinton.
Unless you're Hillary Clinton. But, you know, the thing is that what were the documents? That's what I would want to know. Of course, I don't think it's giving away a secret to say, you know, what level of classification and what in general they pertain to, and have somebody verify that they're not just seizing documents belonging to Mr. Trump illegally.
Well, let me educate everybody, and Liam may have had some, but I handled classified documents 5 days a week for three years in military intelligence in different capacities. And I'll give something I actually did myself in cooperation with other intelligence analysts. We would take articles from public publications like U.S. News and World Report, we would literally cut and paste these documents and make them classified. It wasn't that what the information was, it was how we regard the information. So we could, and we did this routinely. We would take articles from U.S. News and World Report regarding the Middle East, because that was our area of operation, and we would cut and paste them and create what became a classified document. So it's not that the information itself is secret or hard to find. It's how we regard the information. Obviously, it could be secret and hard to find, but so it can be almost anything, if that helps. Jeff, does that help you?
Oh, yeah, no, that helped me immensely. I got educated off of that. Well, you know what? The thing is, I'll wrap it up with this. The saddest part is, if I talk to people in New England under 50 about this incident, they won't even care. Their eyes will glaze over. What do you guys think about the form of apathy in the young people to where people could be disappeared in America and they still wouldn't care? In other words, people could publicly be disappeared. What do you guys think of that? And I'll let you go and I'll hear the results. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. I'll respond to that before we go to our next guest. We're losing 3,000 Americans a day to the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots, and there's almost no mainstream attention to that. If there is, it's marginal, such as calling it sudden death syndrome. And let's take our next caller here. It looks like Dan in Michigan. Good morning, Dan.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
Good. What's in your mind, sir?
Well, I'll tell you, this is, although not exactly the same, it's similar. Up here in Michigan, our state attorney general, her name is Dana Nessel. And there's a gentleman that's planning on running against her. They haven't had the convention yet to nominate him. But he's a lead one, and he instigated, probably 6 months ago or so, getting a hold of a voting machine and trying to check it out to see how they made it under the theory that it was a fraudulent election, so to speak. And she has now appointed a special prosecutor to investigate him. So it kind of looks like they're making these attacks all over the country. They're doing it here in Michigan. They hit Trump in Florida. So I think these are all tied together, or at least they're working together, and because it's time for the election again, you know, we got to have some negative publicity.
Well, the FBI raiding President Trump's home is certainly negative publicity on one hand. On the other, it will galvanize the tens of millions, possibly 85 million Trump supporters all over the country, won't it, Dan?
It sure will, but what I'm saying is that, you know, this is on a state level, what they're doing here in Michigan, and they're just starting it, but I don't know. I think this deep state's in a lot deeper than we think. Well, maybe not, but it's a lot deeper than most people think.
All right. Anything else, Jan?
Well, thank you, sir. I just thought I'd comment, and
okay.
Maybe some other people can call in if they're seeing some of this stuff in other states.
Maybe they will, and we got an audience all over the country, so maybe they will.
Thank you.
Sir.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Well, Jeff, I haven't checked. Now, this goes to China. The Chinese military training exercise all around Taiwan was supposed to end Sunday. It continued into yesterday, and I don't know, and give me some help here if you know, has it continued into right now? And we'll get your response after the break.
Boy Who Cried Wolf said, "What?" I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. The Biden administration has declared monkeypox a public health emergency. Yes, 5 children and a pregnant woman have monkeypox, but 98% of cases are men who have sex with men, and only 5 people in the world have died from the disease. And all of that is beside my point. By declaring a public health emergency, federal money, your tax dollars, is now up for grabs again. We are a nation that is supposed to be essentially 50 sovereign states. The federal government declaring an emergency every time you turn on the news erodes that sovereignty. Federal money, your tax dollars, have become nothing more than a carrot dangled in front of the state's budget committees. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your car from EMP, your spouse's, the car of that youngster off to college, with the exact same equipment, no difference at all, the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses. You can do that at my website at thelibertyman.com with EMP Shield equipment with a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green with us, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist is booked for sale at Amazon.com. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. And as a way, Jeff, people can subscribe to your articles. Please let them know how they can support your website and your work, sir.
Yeah, there's a PayPal button below every article or video on the site.
Really easy and quick and easy. Our next caller, gentlemen, is Joe in Canada. Good morning, Joe.
Hello, how are you?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I just had a few comments there about... I've been listening to your show for a while there, and I really enjoy your motive there and your honesty and your guests. All your guests are pretty honest there. And I listened to your books when I was 40. I'm 56 now, about the power of the subconscious mind, and it changed a lot of perception of my life. and I'm a philosopher now, and I really enjoy, realizing that we're responsible for what we do, our actions are taught, you know, and that your perception about life, it's amazing, about how reality is, and how, I think you guys are so 100% accurate, you know, but we don't realize that energy is all around us, and we're like spiritual beings more than the physical, eh? And that's why I think many times things change and so on. So that's why, you know, everybody's so accurate what they're saying, but it's every moment, everything changes every second with the energies, and we manifest, and people don't realize that.
Very true. Very true, Joel. Yeah. I'm glad that by recommending that book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph
Murphy. Oh, it's amazing. I mean, it changed my life. I mean, I realize how responsible I am for myself, you know, and my thoughts, my ideas. And, I graduated religion, and now I'm a philosopher. Everybody's perfect, you know, if they want to be. We have so much power because it's all in us, you know, and we manifest all the time. It's amazing, John.
Right.
And my father, his name is John, too, and he's 84, and he doesn't go to bed unless watching your show every night.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Anything else, Joe?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing how the world is, you know, but it's like we're repeating a game, you know. It's a game. Life is like a game, you know. And if you keep your sound mind all the way and you just go with nature instead of going against it, I mean, everything is perfect because we're people don't realize we're immortals, you know. We're wearing a vehicle right now. Like, I mean, me, I before we had a big thing in Ottawa there about the trucks. They came down, but before they came, 6 months before, I wear a mask, not a mask on my face, but on my mouth, but on my eyes, and I had a sign that says love as a free energy. And I mean, when the trucks came down, I mean, I went all the places where they went before, and I mean, there was love for the last 3 weeks that we're here. It was love all the way. There was no violence. It was amazing, that power of love, what does, when we love each other, you know. Like, I listened to John there, which from Tennessee, who phones, and, he, you know, he means well. And he, I don't think I think he loves Jeff Nyquist, you know. And Jeff Nyquist means well, too. But, I mean, it's just because people don't realize that it's love. If we love each other, everybody love everybody. Wow. I mean, it changes your life anyway. We're all different dimensions, you know. We live in different places than us, and that's where it all starts every morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, anyways, thank you for listening to me, and I'll be listening to your show more.
Okay, well, thanks for the call, Joe. We really appreciate
it. Yeah, take care.
Leon, Joe's call is important, too. It's getting an attaboy once in a while is excellent. You know, for every Joe in Canada, there's 10 that haven't called in, and we're having a very positive impact. Leon and Jeff and our other Tuesday morning roundtable guys, you know, we're having a very positive impact all over the world. Let's see. We don't have any callers at the moment. The call number is 512-248-8252. And Jeff, I want to give you an attaboy because you work in solitude for the most part. You do get out and you've interviewed some of these KGB defectors. You've done some speaking engagements and conferences. But for the most part, you work in solitude. And it's good to get some positive reinforcement. And I always want to do that right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Nyquist has spent 36 years of his life having a positive impact on the rest of the world, warning us about the dangers of the international communist conspiracy. So I want to thank you publicly, Jeff, for doing that, and hope that you will continue to do so for the foreseeable future, sir.
Well, that's kind of you. Thank you.
And here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
I was in the land of Coffin Oat, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you want to help people you love, relatives, friends, people you go to church with, understand the dangers of the COVID-19 vaccination, you need to educate yourself. That's where my website comes in, thelibertyman.com. Listen carefully. More than 200 articles and videos by world-class doctors and scientists to help you educate yourself so you can talk to people you care about with knowledge and confidence about the dangers of the COVID-19 vaccination. That's not optional. It really is not optional. And of course, you'll find products there, such as the Energy Cleaner. I talk about Energy Cleaner a lot. It's my home business. When you place your order for your Energy Cleaner, I personally box it up. I take it to the little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, where is also a country store and restaurant, where every Friday night you can get all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $12. I personally take it there and ship them out priority mail to wherever you might be. United States, Canada, I got my most recent orders going to Canada, by the way. Australia, New Zealand, it doesn't matter. That's where I shipped them, how I shipped them, priority mail. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to recover lost health and energy, and be confident, because I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee, then you check out the energy cleaner at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. Gentlemen, a couple of callers on hold. First, we have Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, guys. I haven't been able to listen. My son called from Germany, so I don't know if anybody's addressed this, John, but I wanted to bring out something. If we needed any more proof that this government has gone completely communist, than to see the only president who has ever said, make America great again, make America great, now being raided by that very same government after it's been taken over. We don't need any more proof. They own this country. And they've got the Gestapo and the jackboots that are willing to follow them and take orders. And here's the second part of the analysis, in my opinion. If they get this bill through Congress that puts in 87,000 IRS agents, they are going to shut down any radio program, any person who is speaking up against the transition, as that homosexual maggot, the press secretary, says. Anybody that's going to slow that transition down into this degraded third world country communist agenda that they've got planned, they are going to ruin them. And that's what we've got to call our congressman for what all it's worth. Because if they get that through, I guarantee you RBN, GCN, all of the speakers and hosts that are on there, I guarantee you will be a target within a year. You wait. Within 1 year to 2 years, I don't think there will be any voices out there that will stop that. And I'd like to get your guys' comments on that.
Well, I'll go first, and then we'll follow up from either Leon or Jeff if they want to participate. I'm not surprised. After what happened at Waco, Texas in 1993, the FBI took over from the ATF to surround a peaceful church of men and women living peaceful, legal lives with no illegal activity whatsoever. There was none. And they made sure that all those people were murdered, and they participated in that murder in 1993. So any confidence I had in them was lost following that tragedy. And Leon, do you have any follow-up there to Kyle's comments?
And we look at Waco and all the other locations in which, you know, the FBI was founded on a homosexual wearing dresses, Edgar Hoover. And I think how insane that is, that, you know, they are portrayed as the, you know, as a bastion of ethics and morality. And having taken many classes with Sam Andrews over here, you know, he works with the Tier 1 snipers, and so you have SEAL Team 6, and you have Delta Force, and you have HRT. Those are the only three that exist in that, at that level. And he says the HRT are just hit. Those are professional assassination team. It's a hit squad. So when they call in the HRT, expect to see bodies. That's the way he described it. And so, you know, that's just my sentiment. When I saw that last night, I was thinking, wow. The Secret Service failed him, but then I realized I didn't find out that he was in New York at the time, but to see how they just rolled over, and yes, we have become a banana republic. And it's just, I'm just waiting for the bank runs and the bank holidays. You know, we'll close, do the same thing the Chinese did, saying, oh, you can't take your money out. It's been reapportioned elsewhere, but it's still your money, but you can't have access to it. I mean, that's how bad it's getting right now.
All right. Jeff, you have any follow-up before we move on, sir?
No.
Okay. That's fine. Carl, anything else before we move on?
No, sir. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Yes.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Knights. I guess this is mostly for Jeff about the this nuclear reactor, this nuclear power plant in Ukraine. Charlie had mistakenly said that it was in Russia. No, it's in the Ukraine. It's the largest nuclear power plant in Europe, as my understanding. It is occupied by Russian forces, but it has been shelled by Ukrainian forces. And it's almost like they tried to false flag that because the Ukrainians tried to accuse the Russians of shelling it. Well, why would the Russians shell a facility that they were already occupying? So we have the Ukrainian government, forces shelling. It's very hard to pronounce. Best I can do is like Zaporizhzhia or something is how the name of the place. This is the country that has suffered with the presence of Chernobyl all these years, and the sarcophagus of that is falling apart and will need to be dealt with. What do they want? Two Chernobyls on their soil?
I don't know that we know what the details are yet about this. You hear these reports, for example, you hear that the Russians have supposedly planted explosives at the plant to blow it up. Then you hear that the Ukrainians have shelled or the Russians have shelled. I don't know what the facts are regarding it. And I don't think anybody outside of that immediate area is in a position to know what's really going on there.
That does comport with what I said the other day, but I assume that there's very little that I can know.
When I followed it initially with the reports, and it's like there was no way to figure out who did what when or whether there was any real, if somebody starts shelling 20 miles away, they're saying they're shelling too close to it. Well, what is too close? Artillery pretty accurate.
Something like that. A miss is as good as a mile. Those facilities are hardened and strengthened against airplane crashes and certain things. But if you're not hitting it, I think
both of those countries have a huge amount at stake at not seeing that happen, because it's Russia. Look, the prevailing winds will blow it into Russia, in Donbass, right, into their forces. Unless it's in certain times of the year, it might blow it the other way. But looking at it, is both countries and both people have a lot at stake there. So I don't think either side is going to do anything. Is my educated guess is they're both being careful. And then they're both accusing each other of not being careful because, they're both worried about what the other side is doing. So I think that's what's generating this.
The UN Secretary General said that any such, shelling would be suicidal. I would think that he seems to have a keen grasp of the obvious. And one would think that it wouldn't even be necessary to have ceasefire agreements or treaties or anything relative to something so unbelievably dangerous. And
we haven't had warfare that much warfare in developed countries before like this. But it's my reason for not liking nuclear power. I've always been against it for years. I've said they're earthquake.
It doesn't work.
No such thing as an earthquake proof. Nuclear power plant. Sorry, in the course of time, you're gonna devastate the planet if you end up with a really serious war where these things get hit. And Fukushima was not earthquake proof because the earthquake created a tsunami that destroyed it. So, that's right. We don't even know what the long term environmental effect of that is going to be.
Okay.
Well, in Fukushima, if they had followed the original specs for separating and protecting the power supply units and stuff like that, they cut too many corners on that. Even the tsunami would not have created Fukushima if it had been designed correctly and implemented correctly.
Well, the problem is it's been a stronger quake with a higher tsunami, so you can't really. There's nothing that humans can build can withstand what nature or human stupidity can undo. So,
that's well said,
always,
Jeff. Well said.
Yeah, they always operate in the red, and they leave this eternal waste for us to deal with. So.
There's a basic principle. When something is toxic for 10,000 years, and if you have an accident, don't build it, because you're putting a on future generations of human beings that should never be put on them.
Yep, Yep. I agree.
Okay.
All right. Thank
Glenn,
you,
thank you for your call. Bye-bye. We appreciate it. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Morning. I have. I know. You ever hear of Highway 61 Productions, run by Joel Gilbert?
Who are you asking, John?
Jeff Nyquist or anyone who knows.
Okay. Okay.
They.
Jeff or Lynn, have either one of you heard of Highway 61 Productions?
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff has.
All right. They've come out with a new documentary. It claims that Michelle Obama will try to run in 2024. Can you confirm that, or is that...
Confirm that the documentary exists, or that she's going to run in 2024.
That there's any real chance that she will try to run, that Michelle Obama will try to run in 2024.
I can't confirm that, Jeff. Can you confirm that?
No.
Okay. One last question, John.
All right. Well, is that possibly a distraction, or is she going to be like my? If she would, she would probably be something like Ma Barker.
I think
Ma,
all spec-
Ma and Paul Barker.
Celebrity First Ladies. I think all speculation about Celebrity First Ladies is just speculation.
Okay.
I don't think any way to estimate such a thing. The politics of 2 years from now, when the election is going to be underway in the election year, I think it's just completely futile because
right.
So many things change between now and then. There's nothing intelligible any of us can say about it.
Okay, John, we do thank you for your call. We need to move on. The next presidential election is about, 27 months away. The election for the president really begins about January. Which is about 4 months away. If you're not a declared candidate before the end of January, you're probably not going to do anything. Let's go on our next caller here. Laura in Michigan. Morning, Laura.
Thought when I heard about this raid on President Trump's house, he had 30 FBI agents running around. What do you think they planted? Drugs? Child porn? What do you think they planted at his house? It could have planted anything.
I don't have any opinion of them planning anything. Jeff, do you have any opinion? The FBI planted something?
No, I don't. You know, it's an incident about which we can't really know that much about it because we don't know what the documents were, if it was routine, if it was or what it was. We don't know.
Well, her question has to do with the FBI planting illegal.
All I'm saying is they have an opportunity to do that.
No, right. I don't.
The opportunity.
No. I mean, they didn't arrest him for anything, so they didn't plant anything. You know?
Anything else, Laura?
No, that's it.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking about. Okay.
All right. Bye. Thank you for your call, Laura. Lynn, you've been quiet. Do you believe the FBI planted anything when they were on the premises at Mar-a-Lago?
The potential is very high. And, you know, based on their ethics and what they've done in the past, I find it very easy. But, you know, they've had, two or three impeachment hearings? All of them failed miserably. So, you know, they are desperate right now and they're grasping at straws. So, you know, if the Secret Service didn't, and I assume they don't have 30 to hold hands with, and videotape what they're doing, and I assume if they came in tactical gear, they're not going to be very polite. So, yeah, the potential is very high, but whether they did it, totally conjecture right now.
Absolutely. We got open lines at 512-248-8252. Jeff, we got a break coming up here in less than 2 minutes, but let's get started with any updates from your sources in China, if you have any, sir.
You mean about Taiwan?
Yes, sir, and a potential invasion at some point.
The Chinese are not in a position to invade Taiwan yet, and my position has been I don't think they're going to, unless there's a prolonged blockade and a country weakens, and then they can just go in. The live fire exercise is supposed to continue for I would say it's indefinite until they call it off. They're
saying
in another week or two.
Well, that was another follow-up question. They were supposed to end Sunday. They continued yesterday. And your information is they're going to continue for, you say, another week or more?
At least another week, probably for 2 weeks. But my guess is that Taiwan has now said it's going to hold its own live fire exercise. So
beginning when, sir, if you know?
Gosh, I just read it. It's in a couple days.
Oh, this is a prescription for disaster.
Yes, it is. You're right.
Oh, my goodness. Here's our break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we are back. We are back. This is J.R. Moore with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. Got a note from Steve Bandoon that he may be joining us later, and we'll see if he gets with us. Jeff, your information about the live fire exercise on the part of Taiwan beginning is, here's why I find it disturbing. You're going to have on both sides the People's Liberation Army Air Force on one side, the Taiwan Air Force on the other, which both means both of them having 25-year-old jet fighter pilots who are very bright, very athletic, very well-trained, with way too much testosterone and attitudes. The Tom Cruise character in Top Gun is a characterization of the attitude to be a successful jet fighter pilot. It's not just Hollywood. To be a successful jet fighter pilot, you have to have an attitude. And these guys are strapped into an aircraft and go faster than the speed of sound. They have missiles to shoot down each other, and they have attitudes. Mm-hmm. And they may be flying long hours and be tired. Let's say you got a couple of 25-year-old hotshots at 2 o'clock in the morning, and something goes wrong. It's Jeff, I see a lot of potential here for something going wrong, don't you, sir?
Well, I think this is a chance for China to shoot down an airliner or to sink something and then to blame the Taiwanese for doing it.
Well, that's certainly a possibility, too. You're absolutely right. Absolutely. Whew, scary stuff. We got a caller and a holder, gentlemen. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I just wanted to ask if anybody had seen Paul Begley. I think it was Friday or Thursday. I should have had that down here. Reporting on what was going on over there in Israel.
But okay, well, let's find out if anybody saw that. Answer your question. Jeff, have you seen Paul Begley Thursday or Friday?
I see Paul Begley?
Paul Begley. Have you seen Paul Begley Thursday or Friday? That's
no.
Pat's question.
No.
Lynn, have you seen Paul Begley Thursday or Friday?
No, I like him a lot, but I've not watched the most recent, especially anything I've seen.
Okay. Nobody's seen Paul Begley. What else? What other question do you have, Pat?
Well, on the front of the video on YouTube, it shows, it looks like, you know, the rod of God with the, it looks military, I can't say. But what it sounds like is that Iran, everybody is surrounding Israel, and they're ganging up on them. And it's called Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Hamas, all of them. And apparently, Iran, of course, Iran behind, you know, Hezbollah and every, you know, whatever they can gather. And they have been sneaking flights into Damascus Airport at night. And what they are is they have found a way to attach to all their missiles a GPS guidance system that will let the missile go where they want it to and not a, you know, empty field or something. And so then the rest of it was that Russia was supposed to yesterday put up for Iran a satellite, and it's supposed to be the one that helps them guide that all those missiles from the satellites. But Israel's been taking out so many of their things that come into the airport there in Damascus. Now Iran needs to talk or something like that. So I don't know if everything's got put on hold. But Israel says that since Clinton put in the first strike policy, we have to be struck first before we strike back. And they said when we're totally surrounded and they do have nuclear things, if we let them strike first, we won't even be here to use our nuclear weapons.
Okay.
And it's something else I wanted to say about the rare earth minerals. When you played that video from Friday, I guess it was John Stattmiller's about the EMP. Can you play that this morning?
What about playing what this morning?
The EMP, talk with John, who took Stattmiller's place Friday for 2 hours. He had Roger Landry on the first hour, and the second hour he had this guy named David P-I-N-E Pine.